I evaluated myself that really it was a successful lesson, see on what the people did in their excitements. Yes. Most of them got everything. It was only three or four pupils at Banana Group. They didn't do well. And I said that, she even asked me, I said, I think those numbers were big for them because they are slow learners. So I'll try to give the exercise using smaller numbers so that they know the concept.
What was in the lesson? What problem did you face yourself?
I remember I faced something because that is a fun addition using number three. There was a number down there, a bigger number, and then there were some branches. You find one branch, there is one number. The other branch, there is one number. So others, they could add that number and the number at the bottom, and they could find a long number. So that was a challenge. So I had to go around to tell them that this number which you have here, you have to subtract it from this number at the bottom for you to find it. So that was a challenge at the beginning. So I noticed that in two groups. So I had to go there and explain to those groups. Then they at the end, they knew what to do. So that was a challenge. They didn't know because it was addition, but in actual sense, it was subtraction for them to find another answer. So that was a challenge. Yes. Because I remember even in the other group, she could say, teacher, I'm through. I go there and could find it bigger. I said, this is what I'm doing. You add when you want to check that the answers are correct. If after adding, you're going to find this bottom number. So that was the challenge. Addition, but subtraction in actual sense.
Was it that you were leading the lesson, or they did most of the things in there?
They did most of their things on their own. Writing numbers, I could not tell them. And then they could give their friends, they could calculate using the calculator, then find the answers. The only part which, using the calculator, the banana group, they could place the numbers, and then when they place on minus, they wanted to see actual minus there. So they could see, teacher, there is no minus here. It is not shown. So they could continue pressing on that number. So I went there and said, no, minus, it won't be shown here. Just continue pressing the numbers, it will give you the answer. Those challenges were there. Yes.
Banana group. Isn't that you've put all the small
learners
on banana group?
Yes, you have put them according to pace group. Yes, that is what is encouraging this time in education. First, when they come, the first time we let them sit according to their prey group. After that, after assessing now, we put them according to their pace group. Because they say maybe a dull person is mixed with those very intelligent. You won't participate, you say, in which co-point. So it's better you take them in their own. Yeah.
And have you found any of the girls in that Facebook joining the number?
They do. Every time when you come, go back to your places, they change.
Why can't you allow them to reject them so that they be in the other place?
No. The rule is that those foreigners should be near the teacher so that you monitor them very well. Because if you get a slow learner, then you put him at the back. Truly. It will be difficult for you to monitor that people every time. So always, the slow learners should be near the teacher. So that even if you are seated, you can do this, you can see what that person is doing.
Sometimes maybe mixing the slow learners and fast learners. But the thing is, slow learners, they will be copying from their friends. They will get everything correct, but they don't know. So it's better.
In an interactive way, yes, copying it's there, but it depends also with the teacher.
Yeah.
I remember in my lesson, the other one said, teacher, this one is not doing anything. She just want to see what we are doing. I went there physically and said, can you give the calculator to her? Tell her what to do. And they said, can you place on 8? Can you place? They were there teaching the what? The friend. And then that friend was able to find the answer. That was Elizabeth. They said, hey, you have found the answer now, all right? Did you see? So it depends with you as a teacher. If you just direct them, truly, they'll come. I remember there was that was a science lesson. You remember, Sarah? Mm-hmm. The science lesson on rocks, weathering. So I had to find out what we learned last time in science. So I gave them the whiteboard. Can you draw what you learned in the last lesson? So the other one drew very fast, son. Then he said, teacher, I'm finished. Other stopped. So I noticed that. So in another lesson, I said, when you find the answer, don't show me. Put it upside down. That's what I did. Only two drew the river. The rest drew the sun. Because the first one said, teacher, I'm through. So the second one said, oh, okay, they are copying. Fine. When you find the answer, put your whiteboard upside down. And they are there struggling. Until most of them, they were able to find the answer. I said, can I see? Then all of them did this. So that's why I'm saying it depends. If you are a teacher, you should have different methods. You should vary, not stick to one method.
We don't talk about copying. If one is copying, you just come. You point. How you can this? Show me. Or show the class. And for them, that's what I was asking.